KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 26 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a slight chance of rain mainly later this afternoon, a high of 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at Atlantic. A man who police said called for vigilante justice after a brawl and shooting in southwest Iowa no longer faces charges. The Omaha World Herald reports that prosecutors say the two weapons charges against 20-year-old Liam Whitehouse were dropped because evidence found in his vehicle likely wouldn't hold up in court. Authorities say Whitehouse made a suspicious Facebook post calling for vigilante justice after the September 27th incident outside of the home of the Glenwood High School principal, Richard Hutchinson. Mills County Attorney Tricia McSorley said the car search was done without Whitehouse's permission. Glenwood Police Chief Eric Johansson said Whitehouse initially denied officers permission to search the car, but later granted it. Authorities in western Iowa are on the lookout for a man who escaped from a Council Bluffs work release facility. According to the Iowa Department of Corrections, 30-year-old Jonathan Mandel Clausel was placed on an escape status following an unexcused absence from the facility. Clausel was transferred to work release on October 13th. He was serving 20 years for second-degree robbery in Union County and first-degree theft and assault while participating in a felony in Montgomery County. The man is described as being an African-American, 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 189 pounds. Clausel has black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact the Council Bluffs Police Department or Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating an assault that took place late Thursday night. Officers called to the 1500 block of 2nd Avenue at around 10 p.m. to check on the welfare of a person, found Justin Wersing sitting on the curb, suffering from a laceration to the right side of his head. Wersing told police he was assaulted by three unknown men who left the scene in a white car before officers arrived. Wersing was transported to Mercy Hospital for treatment of his injuries and released. Anyone with information about the incident should contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Police in Creston say a local woman was arrested on a drug charge Thursday evening. 31-year-old Maxine Burton of Creston was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia. Burton was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $300 bond. Authorities said also that two thefts were reported Thursday. A resident in the 600 block of North Oak Street in Creston told police someone took and began using her credit card to make purchases and withdrawals beginning on June 26th until the card was canceled sometime in July. The loss was estimated at $2,000. And a woman in the 600 block of New York Avenue in Creston reported to police that her late model Buick Park Avenue was stolen out of her driveway at around 10:40 p.m. Thursday. The woman's phone and several personal items were inside the vehicle. Police located the car at around 11:35 p.m. and returned the vehicle to its owner. The Harlan Police Department on Thursday released a report on recent arrests and incidents. On Tuesday of this week, 27-year-old Ashley Vandervoort of Harlan was arrested after officers were called to a domestic disturbance in the 1000 block of Cyclone Avenue. Vandervoort was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse assault. On Sunday, Harlan police were called to the high school when a student was thought to be distributing unauthorized prescription medications on school grounds. 17-year-old Cameron Jacobson of Harlan was cited in a juvenile court, where he will face charges of prescription drug violation to minors. On October 20th, 21-year-old Kaylee Cooper was arrested on a Shelby County warrant for violation of probation. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail. On October 19th, 22-year-old Adam Scheffler of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Scheffler was cited for driving while suspended, given a mandatory court date, and then released. That same day, October 19th, Harlan police were called to investigate a possible disturbance at 1801 Lincoln Avenue. As a result of the ensuing investigation, it was discovered that 18-year-olds Joshua Heitrich and Christopher Buttree, both of Harlan, got into an altercation, damaged one of the apartments at that location, and allegedly destroyed mailboxes in the area. Both Heitrich and Buttree were transported to the Shelby County Jail, where they were both charged with two counts of criminal mischief in the fifth degree, one count of criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and disorderly conduct. Buttree was also charged with minor in possession of alcohol. Additional charges filed on Heitrich were assault displaying a deadly weapon and intoxication in public. On October 17th, four people were either cited or arrested when officers in Harlan were called to a noise complaint at 1801 Lincoln Avenue. As a result of the investigation, 18-year-old Christopher Buttree of Harlan was taken into custody and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with possession of alcohol under the age of 18, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 18-year-olds Majesta Musich of Erling and Joshua Heitrich of Harlan were both cited for possession of alcohol and released. 48-year-old Patsy Newsom of Harlan was taken to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with supplying alcohol to persons under legal age. And 14-year-old Randy Hess, also of Harlan, was cited in a juvenile court for minor in possession of alcohol and then released to her parent. And finally, on October 16th, Harlan police were notified Girl Scout monies were missing. And as a result, 49-year-old Derek Caldenberg of Harlan was later arrested and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with theft in the fourth degree. A man from Urbandale was sentenced Thursday to prison in connection to the bank robbery in Madison County. 36-year-old Hassan Faiz Abushark appeared in federal court before senior United States District Court Judge Robert Pratt and was sentenced to 80 months in federal prison. Abushark pleaded previously guilty to the offense, admitted that he robbed the Farmers and Merchants State Bank in St. Charles on March 25th. Abushark will be required to serve a five-year period of supervised release after his release from prison, and he was also ordered to pay restitution. The case was investigated by the Madison County Sheriff's Office and the Federal Bureau of Investigation and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, prosecutors say a Nebraska man who didn't get the promotion he wanted at an Iowa college has been convicted of hacking without authorization into several of the university's computers and email accounts. David Boyer pleaded guilty Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City to unauthorized access to a protected computer. In a plea agreement, the 46-year-old Boyer admitted that from October of 2009 through June 4th of 2010, he accessed protected computers at Buena Vista University in Storm Lake. Prosecutors say Boyer took the unauthorized actions because he was angry that he hadn't been promoted to become head of the Information Technology Department, losing the job instead to another person. In the plea agreement, Boyer agreed to pay $100,000 in restitution. His sentencing date has not yet been set. And a school bus driver in central Iowa is accused of assaulting a student on a packed bus, and authorities say riders recorded video of the incident. Johnston Police Department Lieutenant Lynn Oswegan says 60-year-old Robert Scarborough of West Des Moines was arrested Thursday. He was being held in the Polk County Jail on charges of assault causing bodily injury and child endangerment. Scarborough is accused of assaulting a 15-year-old male student who Oswegan says has a mental disability. Oswegan said the department received video of the Thursday incident and is aware of a second circulating online. One video shows a man hitting a student as other riders are heard screaming for him to stop. The Johnston Community School District says Scarborough is on administrative leave. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.